Biochar is a material that is obtained when you burn biomass through a process known as pyrolysis, which is burning biomass at high temperatures with very little or no oxygen at all. And what the result is a kind of a charcoal-like fine material that can be used to improve soil fertility for increased crop production.
So this is what you use instead of fertilizer, you're saying, and it's organic.
It is organic, and you know, as wild neighbors, it is against our approach to food production to use chemical fertilizers, because chemical fertilizers actually kill the soil over time. So soil becomes addicted to it, so you use it every year, but the quality of the soil, the fertility of the soil is compromised over time. So then you have to start to build up organic matter in the soil, and that cannot be done by using chemical fertilizers. In Wild Neighbors, we encourage the use of inorganic fertilizers, biochar, farmyard manure, and compost.
Yeah, give me some more examples of what you use. Like besides the manure, what goes into biochar?
Yeah, biochar, we use mainly cereal stock, like stock of maize or sorghum or millet. Once you have harvested, and then the stock that remains, that, you know, some farmers with very poor agronomic skills would burn them. They see them as a nuisance. So that is what we are currently using.
And that's not good for the environment either, right? When they burn those stalks.
Yes, and in fact, production of biochar reduces that gas emission into the atmosphere, because when you burn, the gas gets into the atmosphere, and you know that is not good for climate mitigation. But you see, when you burn it in a kiln or in a drum, like in a drum, it is closed, and therefore there's very little or no smoke escapes into the atmosphere. So we are using it both to reduce gas emissions into the atmosphere as well as curing the soil.
So how do you go about getting out there, you know, and teaching people about this?
We also learned it from another organization, and then we brought the so-called experts from that organization to train our community. So we are, in fact, we are just started using it in the last 2 years or so. The experts did the demonstration within the program area and demonstrated how this is done. Two methods were demonstrated. One is called the trench method, where you dig a trench and then you put some kind of iron sheet at the bottom of the trench, and then you put biomass on top and make a point of burning it, you know, slowly in the trench. The other one is using a drum, like, you know, metal drum that is kind of made, you know, holes made on it, and then you put in the biomass inside and burn it over time, and then cool it slowly by pouring water on the outer surface of the drum, and then at the end of it all, biochar remains.
What countries, what towns or villages did you go where this is already in use?
Wild Neighbors is working in the, if you know, East Africa. There's a big lake called Lake Victoria, which is the second largest freshwater lake. And this lake is shared by the three East African countries, Kenya, Uganda, and Tanzania. That is communities close to the lake. Part of the reason why we chose that is that then the farmers, because they are very close to each other and the ecological zones are very comparable,